B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
9 o'clock hour brought to you by The Baxter Dumpster and Baggy Deer Stay at Home Depot. Lowe's. For details, go to TheBaxter.com.
Also known as the Phillies bullpen.
Did you go to that bullpen? Or the Baxter?
Can the Baxter handle Tommy Hunter's weight? 610-63.
No, come on.
Hey, as a fellow chubby member, I'm allowed to do that.
You're not nearly as chubby as... Okay, now I'm doing it. Now I'm fat shaming. I'm kidding.
It can pick up several Tommy Hunters.
Okay, she's not...
I think it could pick up probably close to about 5 or 6 Tommy Hunters.
Svelte? He's not that. Okay, is that the word? Yeah, I think so.
Good pitcher? He is not.
Okay, just in a second. We will get to the little food debate. Because I actually think you'll side with me because I've eaten food with you before.
Mm-hmm.
I like food. The food's good. And I want to know where the most people are here on our on this little side poll that we'll do. But right now, Pat, can we? I just want to get an update on our Twitter poll brought to you by Window Nation. Call 1-866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Because here's what we asked the good people of Philadelphia today. We said, what are you more worried about? Ben Simmons being day-to-day with the knee injury that he left the game early with yesterday after only, I believe, 23 minutes played. Or the Phillies bullpen. What has you more shook, I believe, is the way we phrased it. Pat Egan, what are the people saying? And I, by the way, what I said was that they were going to be more shook over the bullpen than they were the knee.
Yeah, I would have thought Ben Simmons had people shook to the core.
How are the people shaking out today there, Pat?
Well, if you head on over to our Twitter account, at 975mornings. That's where you can find it.
Thank you.
There's the Twitter poll. Who has you more shook, Ben Simmons' injury or the Phillies' bullpen struggles? 59% say the Phillies' bullpen struggles.
Wow. Thank you, people.
So people are actually believing Sixers' injury news, huh?
Hold on, wait. I think we have more.
We do. Because I know you love the Instagram poll as well.
Why do you just do this to make me angry? But go ahead, please.
Is it going
to
be angry when it's 68% Phillies' bullpen?
It does, because it's one short of the number we're all going for here.
And by the way, my father's golden year was yesterday. 69th birthday, so happy birthday, Dad.
I love you, Dad.
Frank's dad's here. It's awesome. I haven't seen him forever. I love you, Dad.
Happy birthday, Mr. Lake.
Sometimes they can find true love, and then you catch the early flight home to San Diego, and a couple of nude people pop out of your bathroom like a damn magic show.
Yeah. I think my friend Mitch here is trying to say his true love is blind. All right, sorry. That was not planned. It just happened. But anyway, so why do you guys consistently just try to ninja my brain in half?
Because it's easy.
I repeated kindergarten, so there you go. Anyway, I digress.
I said one of my best friends in grade school. Now he's a doctor dentist. He does facial reconstruction.
Yeah, Mark is not.
So there's hope out there,
is
Mark.
Is that why all those people look the same? No, I'm kidding. All right, Kevin on a cell. Take me out of this. What's up, Kevin?
Yo.
Hey, Kevin. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
This Tommy Hunter decision was complete crap. Aaron Nola is literally going 6. He tied his career high.
Yeah, 12 Ks.
Career high in strikeouts with 12 strikeouts in 6 innings.
In 6 innings, and we're going to take him out and put in Tommy Hunter. I'm sorry, but that's bad. But we're going to argue about Ben Simmons. Is his knee injury as bad as the Phillies bullpen?
Yep, that is what, day 5 of sports being back? Where are we at now?
I'm going to say, as much as I love the Phillies, that's my team. Eagles, Sixers, Phillies. The Phillies are my squad, but, I mean, Ben Simmons, that's the face of the franchise. But Embiid, too, and, I mean, both these guys.
So when you hear day-to-day injury, Kev, you don't exactly get filled with confidence?
No, I mean... What do you think, Ben? When's the next time we're going to see Ben play?
Probably right before the playoffs, at best.
Is that what we're thinking?
Yeah,
I would think one game or maybe two before.
Yeah, so. Kevin. If this was anything normal, which we know it's the complete opposite of anything normal. He would be done, but you know, until the playoffs start. But being that these guys haven't played any basketball, I would imagine you got to play him a game or two before the playoffs start.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I didn't think they would play him during the quarantine, these quarantine games that we have going on.
Oh, you didn't think that they would play the 8 games, the ramp up?
I thought they would give him a little bit of time, but, I mean, these guys are so fragile.
No, geez, well, that is scary. Hey, Kev, what are you up to right now, man? What are you doing?
Hanging out, you know?
You're doing what? You're hanging out?
Yeah, just hanging out. Watching some sports, you know?
You sound like you're chill, man. You sound like you're real chill. Good for you, man. People need to chill like you these days.
Yeah, we're very relaxed.
Yeah, really? Like, how relaxed are you right now, Kev? I'm just curious. I just said you're really relaxed. What's your secret?
What's my secret?
Yeah.
Yeah, hanging on out, you know? Yeah, we're watching these sports, and, you know, you got to be mindful.
Yeah? Hey, if the Eagles had a slogan this year, what do you think the Eagles' slogan would be?
I would say get it done. I think that sounds pretty good. What do you guys think?
Get it done.
That almost sounds too motivating.
Get her done.
The tone of the conversation. You know
get
what, Kev? You stay on hold because I'm going to put you in the running for our NFL gift shop.
I love that.
How excited, Kevin? How excited are you?
Love that,
Kevin. How excited are you?
I am so excited.
I don't believe you. Let me hear the excitement.
I'm so excited,
Kevin. How excited are you, Kevin? All right, you're in the running right there for our
Having the time of his life.
My Eagle slogan for Kev probably would have been like, how high can they go?
Uh-huh. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. How red do you think Kevin's eyes were?
I was waiting for him to say his slogan was grip it and rip it.
I liked his buddy in the background laughing.
His buddy was cheering him on. Every once in a while, somebody will call and you could hear. So, especially if you ever did like an overnight radio shift.
Oh, yeah.
You'll hear someone be characters. Like, hey, say this. Babe, say this. And you're like, this guy's playing like just so good.
Kev was awesome. That was call of the day.
I never heard someone cheering on a caller while a caller was on.
That was great.
That's usually something reserved for like 9 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, you know he's sitting there like, yo, it's Kevin.
Kevin's
on the radio.
I don't even need Kevin on a cell. Just Kevin.
You're talking now, but I'm hearing you from 30 seconds ago.
This is amazing.
Funyuns, man. Funyuns.
Buttercup! I almost wanted to give it to him on the spot.
Yeah.
Just because his head might have exploded with excitement. I digress. So let me ask this question real quick before we get to the Jeff Van Gundy stuff, because we had Jeff Van Gundy on at 8 o'clock, and I always like to say that Philadelphia is the honest city. Philadelphia is the city that tells you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. And Jeff Van Gundy just Philadelphia'd us. Okay? So we'll let you hear from that in a second. Let me ask you gentlemen something here. When you get a steak, when you eat a steak, when you finish this steak, let's say just like a normal like New York strip, right?
Okay, because the cut is important.
The cut is important.
Yes.
How much of the steak is gone? Like, is your plate empty, or do you leave the fat?
So we're talking about a strip?
Yeah, whatever.
So the strip will have one side that's pretty fatty, and the rest is...
Usually the bottom's got a little fat to it.
I'll cut some fat in my cuts, but I'll leave, you know, some of the fat. But, like, I'll eat some fat. Does that make sense? Like, I'm probably leaving, like, 5% of the steak.
Okay.
7% of strictly fat.
So zero fat, some fat, or all the fat? How much
fat? Some fat.
So you eat some fat?
Yeah, absolutely.
Pat Egan, what
do
you do? You eat zero fat?
Yeah. My body's a temple.
You would, you lib.
Yeah. <that's>
I'm a soy boy.
I'm
a self-proclaimed soy boy.
You
cuckold.
Would.
Are you drinking a nice IPA while you do that, you freak?
By the way, National IPA Day.
Well, I'm not drinking that piss water that you drink.
4 o'clock, Flyers, National IPA Day. I think we call this the perfect storm.
I drink whiskey, son. All right?
Yeah, piss water.
What?
Nice 12%. Nice 12.5%.
Do you even know what you're saying?
That's a triple IPA.
Jamie, quick, give me an IPA.
Do you even know what you're saying? Are you saying things?
Give me an IPA, Jamie.
Julius.
A nice 12% Julius.
Yeah.
Hey, I just got a new bike tire. It's pretty sweet.
Anyway,
steak leftovers are pointless to me.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I eat everything.
I eat the whole strip of fat.
I eat everything.
So do you mix the fat in with the deliciousness, or do you eat the fat individually as fat?
First of all, the fat is the deliciousness.
Some. The grizzly fat. Like, ribeye is my favorite cut because some of that fat is just, oh, delicious.
Yeah, I agree. But,
like,
I
a steak, like a strip fat is, like, that thick.
Oftentimes, I will try to match up a piece of fat with maybe a drier piece of steak.
Okay, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I grilled it
so there's a
night.
Method to this.
And there might have been a little, yeah, but no matter what, I'm still eating everything on the plate.
Okay.
And the reason I do this...
Because I've seen some people that just will cut, like, the fat off.
No, God,
and,
no.
And eat the fat on its own.
Oh,
like,
no.
Individually away from the steak. No, I've seen that move.
I at least try to hide it from myself.
Okay.
That I'm
yeah.
Not just directly eating
it. Like, some people like the fat so much that they'll eat it.
No, I eat the whole thing.
Okay.
And the reason I do that is because I lived with my grandparents for a while. My mom's
wasted
parents.
Food.
And yeah, wasted food, man. And it was like, if I didn't eat, like, because it would look gross. And my grandmother would be like, you know, you better eat that. And it's like, why, my mom? And she'd be like, well, I raised 12 kids. I wasn't wasting an ounce of food.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not one of those 12, right? You
I guess
know,
I'll eat this fat.
But I guess that's what I'm
doing. Yeah, I'll leave some fat, but, you
no,
know.
No, man, I go to town.
Yeah.
It's game over.
What kind of steak was this last night? A strip?
This was a New York strip. I put it on the grill.
Did Celeste not eat the fat, and that bothered you?
Well, she looked at me, and she just, like, shakes her head. Because she knows, I mean, God, we've been dating, together for 11 years, right? But she looks at me, and she's just like, I just still can't believe you eat everything. And I'm like, well, I can't believe you waste food, you waster. Like, when
I got a porterhouse for Addie's birthday not that long ago.
All right.
And, you know, the T-bone. And I pick up the bone, and, like, I'll chew some of that bone meat fat off. But I'm not like you. That's,
you throw a bone in there, you got a nice little stew going.
Anyway, that's it. I was just seeing if I'm weird, and it turns out I'm the only one that eats all the like.
I'm sure you're not alone, but it's probably a small.
Oh, I know
percentage.
Other people that are like me.
Yeah.
But in this room, I am the minority.
Well, yeah. It dates back to your time in the Great Depression. You can't let anything go unused.
Yeah, right. But so okay, so I'm in the minority here in this room. Well, I'm alone.
You're
actually
comparing yourself to some soy boy live in the other room.
Yeah, that's it. It's great because we have
doesn't really count.
We have all the demos. Lib?
Why is that soy boy live?
Ew, fat.
Yeah.
No, nah, it's gross.
It's America.
Right? In Fishtown, we don't eat the fat.
Anyway.
Okay?
Oh, stop. Get out. Fishtown, you eat kale. Anyway.
Yeah.
Kale chips. So, actually, not a bad idea.
Why don't you go kill the environment with your Hummer, bro?
What the?
I'm just trying to think of stuff that Soy Boy Libs would say.
Right. Why are we on this topic? Why are we on this soy boy? No, I was talking about eating fat in a... Anyway, all right.
Blaming it on you.
I apologize.
Ben Simmons, what say you?
Do we have Kev's number? Can we call him back and just bring us to another level?
I actually have an update. Twitch Ryan texted me and said, hey, I thought I heard something in the beginning, so I went back and listened to the call, and Kev's friend definitely had to tell him, dude, you're on.
Dude, where's my cell phone? Kev, it's in your hand, man. You're on the radio.
Time of his life.
I like when we were comparing Doug Peterson and like Press Taylor to like stoners, and Jim Schwartz was the narc. Can we just
everything
do football, guys?
We do.
Jim, get out of here, man. You're harshing the buzz.
You guys said we were going to do plays today. Anyway. What? What the hell? What was that?
That's Mrs. Cho in the basement.
All right. So,
we're off the
not
rails.
Like kept in the basement. They have a store, the Cho's, down in the basement.
Lovely people.
And we
yeah,
once-
we bought Andrew's wedding gift there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we bought Andrew. Yeah, Trey and I, our friend
Trey. It was me and you we split.
Oh, was it me and you?
Yeah.
Oh, it was.
Because everybody else was like, well, what the hell?
No, because Trey then heard we bought Andrew a gift
and
was pissed and we caught him in
exactly
on it. And we're like, no, dude, we bought him like pantyhose, a scratch off, a lot
and
of scratch off, and a do-rag.
Yeah. From Mrs. Cho's.
Oh,
they have everything down there.
And Pine Tree Air Freshener.
That's true, yes.
They have a bullpen down there. Yes,
they've got better than
their
Tommy
bullpen
Hunter
down there.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's not
all
surprising.
Right, so, Jeff Van Gundy. So sorry, folks. Jeff Van Gundy was on with us at 8 o'clock today. And we were asking about our 76ers, as you would assume, right? And Jeff was like, yeah, basically, I don't see you guys as being that good. Here is Jeff. Is this the question and answer?
It's not the question, it's just the answer.
Okay, so basically I just said, hey, from the outsider's perspective, outsider looking in, NBA man like yourself, Jeff Van Gundy, coached the Knicks for a long time, coached in the NBA Finals, obviously he coached the Rockets as well. When you look at the 76ers, what do you see? Here's Jeff Van Gundy.
I think last year you did have a lot of talent. This year I think you're moderately talented, but where the weaknesses are is where the game has gone, which is the Sixers have invested a lot of their money in their front court, and they don't have a lot of perimeter shot creators. And because of that, things can be harder on them offensively than most people would think. Because I think the general consensus in the NBA from the media is that they're this uber talented team, and I just don't see it that way.
That was right between the eyes. Oof. No sugarcoating right there. Basically, I feel like we have a first round exit. After talking to Jeff Van Gundy, first round exit.
Yeah, he basically went, yeah, my colleagues in the national media, they fell in love with the names and the amount of max contracts, and it doesn't equate to anything.
That's
basically what he said.
I proposed my own personal theory about Ben Simmons if he does develop an outside shot. I didn't even say three-pointers.
No.
And I just said, because he was talking about how good Ben Simmons is, and it really seemed like he was drastically undervaluing Ben, considering how we value. And I don't think we overvalue or overrate Ben Simmons here.
We all see the flaw in his game.
Exactly. So I asked him, I said, I think Ben is, you know, is that guy that can be a perennial all-star, but if he learns to shoot, he can be a perennial MVP candidate. Do you agree? Answer, no.
Yikes.
And I'm like, wow. So he doesn't even think he should be a like, by that definitive of an answer, I don't even think Jeff Van Gundy thinks, former coach, long time in the NFL, or NBA, looks at Ben Simmons as a guy that should even be a perennial all-star candidate.
That's kind of amazing.
And when we asked...
I mean, like, I've had the fear, the past week has reemerged, for the first time ever, given me serious Ben Simmons fears. And it sounds like Jeff Van Gundy's been there for a while.
Yeah. Now, I'm trying to take everything with a grain of salt because it is the restart. These guys haven't played in a while.
Sure. He's looked off. Maybe his conditioning for the first time ever wasn't up to par. Like, I don't know what it is.
What was he, 2 of 10 from the field yesterday? Like, even for Ben Simmons, that means he's shooting, you know, with the exception of 1-3.
He missed, like, 4 layup, right-handed bunny layup type things.
Like, and even for him, that's bad because that means he's within 5 feet and he's missing those shots.
Yeah.
Within 3 feet and he's missing those shots. So he does that. He goes to the line for 8 free throws. He only makes half of those. He had 8 points on the night. He looked like a guy that randomly just got injured and had to leave the game. We don't know how he was really injured. We don't know what really happened. It's supposedly it's a knee injury on a play where he just should have shot the basketball. It didn't look like he was ever looking to shoot it. Instead, he fed it down to, I believe, Al Horford. And then Joel Embiid checks into the game, and he ended up taking over from late in the third quarter and then on. I believe he had about 18 of his 30 points from the 3-minute mark of the third quarter to the end of the game. So that shows you that he at least stepped up to play. Joel Embiid did. Ben Simmons still leaves you questioning a lot of things. When I listen to that interview, and when I'll listen to it again later, I'm going to try to decipher, is this a guy that really thinks this team is just not that good, they're not well orchestrated, or is he a guy that just looks at this team and says, you know what, they're just not good enough? Like, forget about how they're coached, because he said this team is really well coached.
Yeah.
I disagree with that.
I think he's saying that Brett Brown is actually getting water from a stone.
And that is a horrifying thought, considering you lost 4 years of your Sixer fandom to tank for these guys.
Well, yeah. I mean, you did, but look at how they handled it. Mm-hmm. I mean, between the Colangelo ending, Brett Brown being in control as a GM, a job he didn't ask for, in the most crucial offseason they've ever had, and then Elton Brand, a guy who was brand new and decided to load up a front court, I mean, it really couldn't have gone much worse.
Let me just ask this question real quick. Do you think Kevin had to go to work today, or is he just relaxing?
I think
he's
chilling all day. He's flyered up.
You think he's got a job?
He's waiting for a second stimulus check.
Absolutely.
Kevin's he's pregaming right now for the Flyers.
Bro, I just came home and there's a check in the mail with my name on it.
Night shift guy who's home and just chilling, or just this is his state. This is the state that he's.
I think he's
in.
Trying to be a pro gamer.
Should have asked him what his screen name. What do the gamers go by?
Gamer tag.
Gamer tag.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Jeez, nice job, Boomer. I mean, come on.
I've never played anybody.
He's never played video games online.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't play video games online either. I have done
well,
it, but...
Well, you hate people.
Well, your system is online capable and enabled.
It's I don't
think Mark's ever set up a Wi-Fi or hardware.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
bad.
The record, just so you guys know what happened.
Yeah, not great.
Pat just dumped himself.
Yeah,
in case you heard a little glitch in the audio there for a second.
No, it wasn't
Pat
great.
Pat said something dumb.
Yeah, it was
and
bad.
And then I looked at him, and he looked at me, and he's like, yeah, you're right. And then
No, I apologize.
610-632-0975. No apologies, because you dumped it. Never happened. 610-632-0975. We got Michael in Jersey. We got Kenny in Northeast Philly. We'll talk about Jeff Van Gundy. Also, when we come back, a real important day in the NFL today. Today's the opt-out day, 4 p.m. We'll get into that conversation. Anybody else possibly opt out in the NFL? Talk about that when we return here on the on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Farzetta in the morning.
Back
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
We're getting requests for Kevin to have his own segment on the radio show. Maybe we'll do it. Maybe whenever we need to be lifted up. Maybe if we're feeling low, they'll make us feel high.
He was
again.
Very optimistic. He even did an Eagles chant on August 6th.
Anybody else you think opt out today? 4 p.m. is the NFL deadline. Which
you
I
mean,
still think is
Eagle
extreme.
Or league-wise?
Let's get Eagle first. Anybody else doesn't mind? Anybody else?
I mean, it's impossible to know. I would guess not.
I think they would have made their minds up.
Yeah,
already.
That's the only reason why. Like, I don't think you're getting cold feet in the 12th hour.
I can't believe the NFLPA is allowing a deadline of 4 p.m. today when they don't start hitting each other for another 10 days.
Yeah, and I heard an Aaron Donald cut. He was asked about wearing these masks under the helmet that Oakley developed for the league, and he was just basically like, come on, man. He was like, the mask, we're spitting and slobbering and tackling each other. He's like, I need my air, and I'm not wearing one.
Yeah.
He's like, is a mask really going to prevent the exchange of droplets, more or less, is what he was saying. And I was like, he makes a fair point.
I mean,
if it does, but look, at the same time, like, you got to breathe.
I understand, and they're professional athletes, and they're trying to do that. Yeah, they need every ounce of oxygen.
Football's not baseball. Like, you can rock the mask in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Didi Gregorius isn't having a problem.
You gonna wear one on the sideline?
Well, there you probably. But like, what's the point there if you just have been in the trenches hitting an offensive lineman in the face for 40 minutes?
Yeah, I don't. I think every little bit matters.
Probably,
as we learned from the Marlins, like a couple guys go out for milk. Baseball's like shut down for a week.
Yeah, I found the answer. Like, whoa. Yeah, these guys aren't even going to consider a mask.
I just don't understand. I really don't. The thing I can't wrap my head around is how it's okay to opt out before anyone starts hitting each other.
Because that's why I'm shocked they even put a date on this.
Like, after that moment, aren't you, like, if there is an outbreak or if something happens, it's like, yeah, this isn't for me.
Well, think about that. They're putting a deadline in place to protect the owners and their rosters.
Yeah.
They're not putting something in place for the players who are the ones taking the risk.
Yeah.
It's demented.
Cool. I'm really hoping the NFL handles this a little bit better than they did concussion protocol for the longest time.
You
Let's
think?
Put it that way. How many fingers am I holding up? Okay, go back in.
Yeah.
Like, that's not good enough.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they are doing a much better job than the way they handled that. And look, look at how much baseball improved from the start to like a week ago. And now they actually had what? Like no positive tests in the last like what?
Yeah.
Like a couple days?
I thought the Phillies not getting any positive tests was all I needed to hear that baseball was going to finish the season.
They're going to finish the season, and then you also look at the other idea that if basketball can continue to get straight A's, essentially.
Imagine that, a controlled environment where everybody buys in and gets on board to protect one another, and it works.
And now we'll get to Kenny in the Northeast. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, that was the shortest call ever.
Yeah, it wasn't
a
good
he's
one.
A troll that's not even worthy of air.
Yo, tell you to go hang with Jeff Gundy and go in the car and smoke some more crack.
Yo, Kenny, what's up, man?
Yo, listen, man. That dude's crazy. The only thing we don't have from last year is Butler. And
Reddick. Reddick's a big piece. Like, I hated his defense, but, man, that shooting, I miss it.
That's cool. Listen, I give you that. But, yo, I'll take Tobias over Butler any day, twice, three times on Sunday. He's a better leader. He's a better egotistically. He's better everything. He's younger. Like, so I don't know what Jeff Van Gundy's talking about. But we need to chill with these six games. We want to be the sixth seed. Like, SS, you can see that. Milwaukee blew the game. I'm in McDonald's. Excuse me. Here you go. Yes,
oh, what are we getting? What are you getting?
Grab me a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle.
McMuffins, two sausage McMuffins, no egg or cheese.
Ooh.
You go. Hold on. You go an orange juice or coffee?
I'm going Sprite. I mean, it's Sprite.
Their orange juice, you're as crazy. The kids say, hits different.
Yeah.
It's the best orange juice in the game.
Listen, hit me out real bad.
Yeah.
Milwaukee lost to Brooklyn. They sat Giannis. They ain't flipping in Milwaukee. Like, these games, he's just tinkering. Want to know what we got. But Embiid is, long as Embiid is a beast, I'm cool. And there ain't nobody stopping Embiid right now. He's in the zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he certainly looked, well, here's the thing. Embiid looked completely different in the second half than he did in the first half. He looked completely different. And I think a lot of that was because Ben Simmons went out and he wasn't going to lose to the damn Washington Wizards.
But also, I think Brown told him, like, yo, don't, I want y'all to get y'all repping, but look, I don't want y'all to hurt yourself. Like, you feel you got a headache? Come on out. Like, they ain't blowing these getting hurt. Because Brown knows if he doesn't go far in these playoffs, his neck is. Adios, go.
I'm with you.
I'm telling you, man, we going to be all right. Van Gundy, stay off the stuff, yo. Straight up. Stay off.
Kenny,
I mean, I'm talking Nino Brown in the Garter.
Yeah, you stay right there. I'm going to put you in the running for our NFL gift shop gift card. All right, buddy?
New Jack City, baby.
What the hell? All right, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. I can't be that down on the Sixers, and maybe it is because I'm a Sixers fan. I'm just a blind loyalist. I don't know, but I just can't look at Ben Simmons now as a guy that will be a perennial all-star. And if he does develop his game to a very basic thing of shooting, he doesn't develop to what I've always been saying, what I've always said, that he develops to an MVP candidate.
Yeah,
like, I can't look at it any other way.
I'm not as pessimistic as Jeff was, but he spoke to the roster construction fears that are this team's real issue.
Well, that sounds like a coach talking about a GM and not a coach talking about another coach.
Yeah.
Like, who? Like, if you're in the coaching brother fraternity,
yeah,
whatever,
sure. There's definitely a protection of Brett there. Absolutely. But, like, I can't watch the bubble and enjoy it. Like, I'm just seeing.
What do you mean?
Like, Fred VanVleet yesterday took Markel Fultz off the dribble and got to the rim, jocked him out of his
him out of his jock strap.
Yeah, there you go. And my chair just shrunk. but I just, it's such a simple, basic play. They don't really have it. And you go around the league and you see the SGAs and the Chris Pauls and all these dudes just creating. And there is a serious lack of creation from the perimeter with this team. And it's very concerning. Like, that's why I asked Jeff, like, can a center carry a team to an NBA title in today's league?
Mm-hmm.
Part of me, like, my gut says not really, unless Joel Embiid was surrounded by Milwaukee Bucks roster.
Right. He said Joel Embiid could be the best player on a championship team.
But to me, like,
how he phrased it was different.
Yeah, like, winning a title is at some point, it's going to come down to a Kawhi Leonard type of shot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's going to be a game that you have to win with. And to me, like, a center is much harder to get that type of shot with. So at the end of the game, you're going to need somebody else aside from Joel Embiid to win you a game.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's why you got Shake Milton, baby.
And I don't.
Threes.
I just don't know if we have it.
In all seriousness, though, there are things that we see in these games that you look at it and you have a reaction of like, whoa, wow, where that? And it could be the most basic basketball play. And I think the two most notable cases of that yesterday were the first three of the game by Shake Milton. I think it was an assist from Ben Simmons. Ben brought the ball up, found Shake in the corner, hit the three. And I thought to myself, wow, first off, that was some good ball movement. Yeah. Second, that's exactly what I wanted Shake Milton in the starting five for, to be another shooter on the floor for Ben Simmons and another guy that could control the ball if Ben wanted to go down low and play.
Mm-hmm.
I love those two things. And how the game started out and how the second half started out were the same thing. Ben Simmons bringing the ball up and then Shake Milton being a shooter in the starting five. That's what I love to see.
Yeah, transition, Ben's your point guard, half court sets, Shake's your point guard.
It seems like it's easy
enough.
That's
as basic as it gets.
So I don't know if it was square peg, round holing it in the early goings of this just to see if it would work and get guys used to their spots and having them be more loyal to playing the power forward position as opposed to the point forward position. And the same thing for Shake Milton, have him feel more comfortable playing the point guard role. But the other play that I saw was in the fourth quarter, late in the game. Shake Milton's on the baseline. I believe he had Ish Smith guarding him.
Ish with the douche.
He gives a little shoulder shake. Fadeaway jumper, Kobe, Jordan style, right? And I'm like, oh, damn, Shake, there you go. All it was a guy creating his own shot. And I was salivating over
it. Yeah. Since, like I said earlier, there's so many low bars in this town. Right. Whereas if you just get somebody somewhat capable, they look better than they are because they're compared to the low bar.
Yeah.
And it's almost like that's what Shake Milton is. Like, look, I like Shake. I think he's got some skills. I think he can be a successful NBA player for a while.
Sure.
But is he the guy that's going to save?
No.
You know what I mean? No. Like, he looks good because we don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
But what he is like standard NBA like baseline.
Mm-hmm. It was Ish Smith with the process team. Like, you finally had kind of a player, and it was like, oh,
wow,
is
a point guard.
Really that good? No.
That was a Jerry Colangelo acquisition, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah.
He brought him back.
Was it Hanky?
Yeah,
no, Hanky. I think Jerry Colangelo brought him back.
Yeah, Hanky. No, but it was Hanky. Hanky traded the two second round because it was the one time where Hanky actually gave up assets.
But you had just brought in Jerry Colangelo.
Yeah, it was pressured by the NBA saying, dude, you need a point guard.
Jerry, known for his huge muscles, not high collars. That's how you tell the difference. Jerry was like, no, we're going to get somebody in here that's going to help like win now.
And like, I'm not trying to talk bad about Shake because I do like Shake.
Right.
But when you're comparing it to a team of non-creators on the outside, he might look better than he actually is.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that low bar. It's like the Phillies bullpen. If you're better than the slop they're throwing out there, we might think you're Dennis Eckersley. You know what I mean?
You had a hankering for Adam Morgan. That's how bad it is.
Adam Morgan is your best bullpen piece.
I think
until excluding Hector Neris. Because he's got to bounce back from the COVID.
All right. So the Sixers are back.
Adam Morgan's a good player.
Oh, yeah. Sixers are back at it tomorrow night, 6:30 tip-off against the Orlando Magic.
Oh, Markelle Fultz.
So we'll see that Markelle Fultz character.
Away game.
Who is
so they'll lose.
Who's coming off the bench, I believe.
Nick Vucevic, I'm sure he'll put up a double-double versus us.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what he does.
All right, so they're back in action. 4 o'clock today, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Flyers are in action against the Washington Capitals, a team that they've had some great success against this year.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll keep that going. When we talked to Claude Giroux yesterday, he seemed like this team has a lot to compare when it comes to comparing the 2010 Stanley Cup trip that he took as a 22-year-old. This team has a lot to compare in terms of diversity in the offense, and also one thing they definitely have over that team is netminding.
Like, yeah,
they have a goalie, and I love Drew yesterday joking around about the idea that the only time he sees Carter Hart get out of sort is when he scores on him in practice
because he lets him know.
Right, exactly. So, like, I'm really excited for this 4 o'clock start. First off, I love the 4 o'clock start.
National IPA Day, 4 o'clock hockey action.
You and your IPAs.
Yeah.
The people often associate the IPA with you.
Yeah. Well, AJ, one of our listeners, was the one that brought it to my attention.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. So day hockey action. It's not. I guess it is technically playoff hockey, but it's not.
It is. You're playing for the seeding.
Yeah. No home ice advantage.
But you're playing for the seeding. You want to play a worse team in the second round.
Yeah, you want to set yourself up for the second round.
Yeah. I mean, out of the ramp.
You want to set yourself up better.
Exactly.
But it's not really playoff hockey.
Yeah, it is. What is that? This is the first time hearing this attitude towards playoff hockey that we're going to be watching soon.
Yeah, soon. As in, like,
after they get out of the round
robin.
What
is it, August 11th?
But this round robin, come on.
It's not really playoff.
Yeah, it is.
Did Carter Hart get his first playoff win or did not?
Yeah, he did, but he didn't.
Did Carter Hart not get his first playoff win the other day?
He did, but come on. It's not really.
What do you mean, come on?
It's not really the playoffs.
See, this is what I was afraid of when sports started. Like, we have been begging for so long to have sports again, and the minute we do, we're like, well, is it even really?
This is the end of the regular season. This is the ramp up end of the regular season period. The playoffs are August 11th, 12th, whatever it is.
Did the season end?
That's what you tell yourself if they're losing.
What do you call the thing that's after the season? Postseason?
But did the season end?
Yes! Gary Bettman literally said during his little announcement a month and a half ago, he was like, the only thing that he actually said that was concrete was that the season was over and that I won my bet with Bob Cooney about Carter Hart's goals against average. And Bob's not here. He'll fight me on this. I set the line.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it for a second that I set the line.
I tend to agree with you.
Thank you very much.
And Bob Cooney can't be trusted.
But anyway, this is playoff hockey. And I understand the actual tournament.
I mean, I'm fighting a stupid point, but it's not really playoffs.
So So how much of a steak do you eat? All right, anyway. So either way, I'm excited to watch playoff hockey.
Yeah, right here on the station.
At 4 o'clock. And I'll be listening to it, obviously, with Tim Saunders and our good friend Steve Coates.
Hopefully Skylar doesn't bother me too much during the game. You know, I try and tell her, like, hey, I got to pay attention to this game. And mm-hmm. She doesn't really hear it.
Coates, he had a good one the other last game.
What did he do?
He was doing a live read, and I get in his ear and go, Coates, because I produce the games. And I go, Coates, you got a Chick-fil-A here. He called it Chick-a-fil. So stop the first time he said it, I go,
stop it.
I think we have it somewhere. I can grab it. And he goes, Chick-a-fil. And I go, Coatsy, it's Chick-fil-A. And he said it again. And I went, I guess Chick-a-fil is open on Sundays. Kept saying Chick-a-fil.
It's the bizarro Chick-fil-A. It's open on Sundays.
I'll try to find it for you.
I love that guy.
Coatsy's the best.
If you can. But, oh, God, I love that man. We got to get him on the show. maybe we'll aim to get Coatsy tomorrow, as a matter of fact. 610-632-0975. We did ask a couple of fun questions. We'll get to them in a second here. I do want to just give a quick shout-out to the Philadelphia Union. We mentioned them at the start of the show. Now towards the end of the show, Jamie, you got the jersey on right now.
Yeah.
They lost last night to the Timbers.
Yeah, that's a stupid name.
It absolutely is a stupid name. A great run. They were just a win away from the championship.
Santos missing the PK before the half changed everything. As soon as I was flipping back and forth, it was an active night on the remote control. I flipped back right before the PK. And I hear the announcer go, and Santos doesn't have a career penalty kick attempt under his belt, and this will be his first. And I went, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But I hate saying this about
a brutal offsides call later in the game. Uh-huh. They made a match of it, man. They fight. They're a good team. It was a nice year, but ended in, unfortunately, kind of typical Union fashion.
I hate saying this, because it sounds like a pat on the head. But it was a great run.
It really was.
And to go through everything.
They're a good team.
To go through everything that every team has had to go through just to start up again. And then for the MLS to basically tell, two teams, hey, thanks, but no thanks, you got to go because of COVID. And then to continue and play as well as they did and be as coached as well as they were with Jim Curtin, I give them every ounce of credit and respect.
Yeah, so Blake, their goalkeeper is the real deal. He's a hell of a keeper. And Aronson, the kid from Medford, New Jersey, he's probably going to be playing in the Bundesliga next year. So congrats to him because he earned himself the Europe platform, which is, you know, if you're playing in the MLS and coming up through the local academies, there's no bigger goal than that. So congratulations to him. He's apparently had some scouts after him in this bubble and stuff. So I would expect them to lose him next year.
And then what else we got into today was obviously the Phillies bullpen. To recap that conversation, we have gone through about 4 hours here and no one's been able to explain to us why the hell anyone would pull Aaron Nola after 6 innings, 88 pitches, and he was still as sharp as he was in the first inning. Like, that's one of the things you're trying to look for, especially when you know he's getting up there in pitch count and you know it's only a 7-inning game. You're thinking to yourself, well, wait a minute. He used, what, three bullpen arms in the first game, including your best bullpen arm in Hector Neris? You're not going to use more guys here. You'll just let him finish it out. Think about this.
Best and also terrifying in Neris.
Both bullpens, right, in game one and game two for the Phillies, had to get you one inning. You needed, what, 7 guys to get you one inning?
Yeah, and the Yankees had a bullpen game yesterday in their second start.
Yep.
And you have an absolute gem from your ace, and you can't muster more than one run?
No. Especially in the first game. There's no reason to use bullpen guys in the first game. No reason.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm... somebody will hear this as, I'm out on Girardi, and I hate Girardi, and blah, blah, blah. Look, I understand the bullpen he's working with. I don't think he's pushed the right button so far this year.
Mm-hmm. No, I
it's only 6 games, so it's like, but those 6 games are the equivalent of, you know, almost 18 in a regular season. So, you know, I got
five pitchers to get you 2 innings.
I got a little ant of concern in the back of my brain that maybe Joe Girardi, look, he was good with the Marlins, but it's easy to kind of manage the Yankees, you know what I mean? It's not easy to manage a Phillies bullpen.
Well, look, it's pick your poison.
Yeah,
it is. It's roulette every time you're going to that bullpen. Here's the thing, though. If it was Gabe Kapler, and I know this has been said already a couple of times this season, in what, 5 games? We've already said this a couple of times, which is horrifying. If it was Gabe Kapler, we'd be losing our minds.
Oh, absolutely. People would be freaking out.
But then again, of course we would be. This is Joe Girardi we're talking. This is a guy that's already won a World Series.
Yeah, he's got the resume. You don't question him, but I'd be lying to you if I didn't say
He's not really pushing the right buttons yet.
It doesn't look like it. And this would be a game where you could tell Chris Wheeler, excuse me, you could tell Zach Wheeler, I'm going to do that all year. You could tell Zach
Wheels,
Wheeler.
Man.
Yeah. You could tell Zach Wheeler or you could tell Aaron Nola, hey, go get us this game.
Like, I don't understand one leaving Hunter in as long as he did. As soon as he, like, he did this, who's the young kid that they have in the pen? I'm forgetting his name. He's not giving him the hook early enough. Like, it's pretty clear when you're a bullpen arm if you've got it or not that night. And it was pretty damn clear after three batters, which is the minimum now, that Tommy Hunter didn't have it. And Girardi left him in for two more batters. And then Adam Morgan came in and shut it down. And to me, if I'm having that conversation with Aaron Nola last night, if I'm Girardi, I go, I can't blow this for this kid. I got to go to my best option right now, and that's Adam Morgan. Mm-hmm. And that's it. I got to go to him.
Don't blow for Nola, you mean?
Yeah.
See, I just don't see how you take him out at all.
I don't. Well, one, I wouldn't have taken him out.
Okay.
Two, if I do take him out, I'm going to my best option, which is Adam Morgan.
See, that's one of the things that I'm looking at immediately, and I think everyone's doing that, is you should be looking at, if he's getting up there in pitches, what's the body language? How's he look? Is he hitting his spots?
Absolutely.
And he was doing everything as sharp as he was earlier in the game.
He was locked in the sixth inning as much as he was in the first.
Nothing looked or showed any signs of fatigue from Aaron Nola.
No.
And you chose to take him out of the game because you wanted to get Tommy Hunter a run? In a 1-1 game?
Who's got like a career 4 ERA?
Yeah, I
come on.
Stupid! It's just stupid.
It was.
Pat Egan.
Could have been a great day with a sweep of the Yankees and a doubleheader.
That would have been beautiful, but unfortunately we were denied of that. We asked a Twitter poll today brought to you by Window Nation. Call 1-866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. What did the good people tell us?
We did on our Twitter account at 975Mornings. What has you more shook, Ben Simmons' injury or the Phillies' bullpen struggles? I got to be honest, I'm shocked by the results. 59% say the Phillies' bullpen.
Who knows the audience? Huh? This guy.
That's why your name's on the marquee.
What? Okay, you didn't tell me the Instagram too? Is the Instagram more on my side than anything?
Actually, I didn't check the Instagram.
Oh, you didn't, did you? Too busy dumping what you're saying on the air.
That's what I was doing. Yes. But the Instagram, if you head on over to at 975 the Fanatic on Instagram, 70% say Phillies bullpen.
All right. Now, I do want to say that we did ask a question also on our on Twitter. We just said, hey, the Phillies bullpen is as bad as, and here's some of our favorite responses, as bad as Pat Egan's vertically associated gene strand.
Yeah, that's accurate.
That was one of my favorites. Thanks, American kid. As bad as 2020, some serious stuff happened in 2020, including this explosion in Beirut. Did you see this?
Holy
it's insane.
Hell.
The video surfaced yesterday of the bride and groom.
The bride, yeah.
Oh, my God. She's like posing. She's a beautiful bride, and she's posing for this photo. All of a sudden, everything just starts shaking, and they run away.
I saw a footage of a nanny with three kids, and they were by the window.
Oh, my goodness.
And you see it, and then all of a sudden, the windows explode in. Luckily, the kids and the nanny. I'm amazed. As of yesterday, it was only around 100. And I only say only, but...
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, yeah.
You expected much worse.
When you see the explosion, yeah. You're like, oh, my God, how many hundreds
so,
of people?
So, holy hell.
My favorite one, though, when it comes to the Phillies bullpen is as bad as, it goes to Kyle Kairos. The Phillies bullpen is as bad as Jenny from Forrest Gump.
That wins.
That's probably the winner.
She's
right there.
She's the worst.
We got nothing to award a Twitter winner, but we do have a prize to give away here. This is selected by our associate producer today. Kenny Green wins. Kenny, congratulations right there. You win the gift card to none other than the NFL Pro Shop with the Hard Knocks debuting on, I believe it's the 11th of August. So make sure you take advantage of that. Hard Knocks is debuting on the 11th of August. So make sure you check out all the great stuff by both LA football teams as they kick off Hard Knocks. That is, once again, on August 11th at 10 p.m. on HBO. You can stream it on HBO Max. Pat Egan, what did you take away today?
That at 4 p.m., you could hear nuggets like this.
Now it's time for the Chick-fil-A nugget of the game. A fun little nugget of information that you may not know.
You're nothing but fun little nuggets.
Now let me get through this, and then we can talk about that later on.
Timmy's the best.
The Flyers and Bruins are the two hottest teams in the National Hockey League this year. The Bruins ranked first in the league since November.
Wait, was he saying
second
again?
With 80 points.
Yeah,
while the Flyers were tied for second with Tampa with 78 points since that date. And that's your nugget of the game brought to you by Chick-fil-A. I tell you what, Chick-fil-A, I meant.
Good nuggets.
We've got some great broadcasters in this town.
After the show, we got to reach out to Coatsy.
I'll get him for tomorrow.
We need Coatsy tomorrow.
I'll get him for tomorrow.
That needs to happen. Tim's great, too.
What a team.
That's a great takeaway of the day, Patrick.
My takeaway of the day is I'm going to punt for a little assistance in making my point because Christopher Hoffman did it better than I could
What's that?
On Twitter. It's not playoff hockey until you can be eliminated. That's boom.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Boom.
It's still postseason.
Boom. Roasted.
Still postseason.
Boom. Roasted.
Still postseason.
It's a really good point.
Boom. That's
excellent.
Roasted.
I take away the day. Let us all be as happy one day as our friend, Kevin. Let us all be as happy as him one day.
Funyuns, man.
Let's go Flyers. 4 o'clock puck drop today right
Zamboner
here on
975. Nation, stand up.
Stand in full mass. Stay tuned for the Anthony Gargano Show here on 975, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.